Okay, so get this, we're diving deep into the frozen forest cleanup.
Sounds pretty straightforward.
Yeah, but trust me, there's more to this children's story than meets the eye. It's like eco-awareness wrapped in a winter wonderland, ready to explore.
Absolutely. Let's unpack this frozen forest.
So we've got Lily and Mateo, these two kids who are all about having fun in their snowy forest playground.
Sounds idyllic.
Right. Until one day they stumble upon a problem.
Oh no, what happened?
Trash, it's everywhere, like someone threw a party and forgot to invite the cleanup crew.
That's awful, poor kids.
And just when they're about to despair, who shows up?
Let me guess, a park ranger?
Nope, it's Flurry the Fox.
A fox, okay, interesting choice.
But here's the kicker.
Let me guess, he's wearing a tiny ranger hat.
Haha, no he talks.
Whoa, hold on, a talking fox.
That's right, Flurry's got something to say about this mess and he's not afraid to use his words.
Now that's a creative way to engage young readers. You know, using a talking animal, it's like sneaking in a lesson without them even realizing it.
Exactly. Flurry doesn't just yell, "Don't litter." He breaks it down for them, explaining how plastic hurts animals, sticks around forever, and messes up the whole forest.
So it's like a mini environmental science class disguised as a friendly chat with a fox.
Exactly. And then Mateo drops this fun fact about how snow and ice actually preserve trash.
Oh, yeah. I remember that part. At first, I thought, well, maybe that's a good thing. Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. But then I got to thinking, wait, is that really a good thing?
Not really. It's more like hitting the pause button on decomposition. You see, the cold slows down the breakdown process. So that plastic, it's not going anywhere fast.
So it's like a ticking time bomb of trash, just waiting for the thaw.
Exactly. Think about places like the Arctic plastic gets trapped in the ice, and because it's so cold, it can take centuries to break down.
Wow, centuries. That's mind-blowing.
It really is. We might not see it, but it's a massive problem for the environment and wildlife.
So we've got a problem, but what's the solution? Well, in the story, everyone jumps into action, right? Lily, Mateo, even the squirrels and rabbits. It's like a frozen forest cleanup party.
That's the beauty of it. The story shifts from problem to solution. It shows that even though things might seem overwhelming, we can all do something to help.
Yeah, and there's something about working together that's really inspiring. You know, it makes you feel like you're part of something bigger.
Absolutely. I get that feeling every time I participate in a community cleanup. There's a shared sense of purpose.
Yeah, exactly. But it also makes you think, wouldn't it be better if we didn't have to clean up all this mess in the first place?
That's a great point. It highlights the need for more than just individual action. We need systemic change to prevent this kind of pollution from happening in the first place.
It's like mopping up a spill over and over again without ever turning off the faucet.
Exactly. We need to address the root cause.
Okay, but let's not forget the lighter side of the story. You know the part where Mateo takes a tumble in the snow?
Oh, yeah. Classic slapstick.
It's like a reminder that even serious topics can be approached with a little humor.
It adds that touch of lightheartedness and makes the message more digestible.
So the frozen forest cleanup, it might seem simple on the surface.
But it tackles some pretty complex issues.
It's a great example of how storytelling can spark important conversations.
And ultimately, it leaves us with a question, what can we do to make a difference in our own communities?
What actions, big or small, can we take? Maybe it's organizing a cleanup or reducing our plastic use. Or even just talking to our friends and family about these issues.
Right. Every little bit helps.
Absolutely. And for those of you listening, we want to hear from you. What resonated with you from the frozen forest cleanup? What actions are you inspired to take? Join the conversation and share your thoughts.